I'm hoping out there is a large, big hell no going on. Let's explore into that last question. Let's explore in greater depth what is meant by our social thought process and consider whether it does indeed, as we said last week, do an end run around economics. And if it does, whether this means that it simultaneously does an end run around the system, the state, inculcated lack of empathy and obedience. For this discussion, let's assume that the analysis of how the state diminishes us is done, and we are agreed that we cannot develop our thought, our gifts fully, or wrest the right to be in charge of our own lives, possess our own authority, leadership capacities, again, which include the right to engage in unimpeded global decision-making with our brothers and sisters all over the world, unless we end the statesman's monopoly of decision-making, his privilege of authority. And that's just straightforward, obvious, right? That's logic, basic logic. It's either this or that. We shall also be assuming that the bigger we grow our gifts, the bigger we grow the world, our global social existence. What I've been pondering are the interlinked connections between our training in obedience and our corresponding low to no quality of empathy, which we said we need to extract ourselves from the thought prison of class. It could be, therefore, that the opposite of obedience, i.e. the principle of obedience, is not disobedience, but rather empathy, love, first for ourselves and then for each other, putting ourselves and our sisters and brothers first inaugurates our social thought process, meaning that we turn to each other rather than to the state, to power, both for the source of our original thoughts and for the ongoing call and response of our thoughts' development, and that the state exists to block our social thought process. Stated like this, it seems so obvious,